Well, Z, we mentioned it before we took that last break. How fitting is it? Tomorrow night, of course, the big matchup, the regional title game, Avon against Avon Lake. Again, you can hear it here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. 6:15 pregame, 7 o'clock, they'll kick it away. We just got done wrapping up with Eric Smith, the head coach at Avon Lake. We welcome in Avon head coach Kevin Saparo. Coach Saparo, thank you for joining us here today. Coach Smith mentioned he'd be on the sidelines tomorrow. Will you be at the game tomorrow night?
No question. We'll be there. You know, we're actually having a tailgate for our basketball team to support the football program and, you know, just to celebrate the regional finals against, you know, our rivals. And it's just going to be a great atmosphere. You know, it's sold out. And any high school game when you're this far in the playoffs is big, but when you're playing your rival, and I don't know if this has ever happened this late in the playoffs, but it's going to be fun. Two communities battling it out, supporting each other, and it's going to be great. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be on the sideline, yes.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, you got to be down there in the middle of it. Right now, Coach Smith was telling us that he's got a lot of guys that he's watching very carefully tomorrow night, hoping that they get out of the pile unharmed. And do you guys have that same kind of problem? Do you guys have a lot of football guys that are playing for you?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of football guys. You know, this is nothing new to us. We've been, you know, our football program has been very elite since I've been at Avon. And, you know, every year we have a lot of guys that play football and come over to us when the season's over. And, you know, we're always looking for them to stay healthy. But we want everyone to stay healthy out there on the field. But, yeah, we keep an eye on them, just watching them compete. It's always fun watching them play at another sport at a high level like that. So,
who's some of the more improved players from a year ago that will be coming back this season?
Well, I mean, Cole Warren is a senior for us, and he has progressed every year that he's played for us. You know, he's been playing varsity since he was a sophomore. And just great learner, and he works at his game. You know, it's not just November to February for him. He's been doing a really good job. Nico Pappas has been very good as well, putting in extra time, being a leader, doing a great job. And you'll see him tomorrow night out on the gridiron. It'll be exciting to watch him. But, you know, we have a lot of guys that you know, are coming this year that don't necessarily have a lot of varsity experience with us, but they do have some, and it's exciting to watch them play and get after it, and they've all been working hard trying to get better so that we can have a successful year.
A lot to replace, clearly, from a season to go. You know, you think about the Jake Parkers of the world, Ryan Malloys of the world, and, you know, for you guys, it seems like you don't really have much of an issue getting guys to come in and try and replace those guys. Who are some of those guys that might be new faces to people who are watching this thing from the outside looking in that have made an impact on you, maybe not necessarily just this year in practice, but over the last couple of years kind of biding their time waiting for their opportunity?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you look at – we have Dominic Reaney and Nico Pappas just off the top of my head that are – you know, they're juniors and they've been playing since they were freshmen for us. So those guys, you know, although they're not seniors, their leadership is going to be important for us, just, you know, having that experience that others might not have. So, you know, that's going to be very, you know, important just to put it together to have those guys leading. And, you know, we have some younger guys. We have Brody Sheaves will be playing for us this year, doing some things. We have a couple sophomores that have stepped up that played a little bit of JV last year and some freshmen. But, you know, they put in the time in the offseason, and we're expecting them to contribute as well. So there's a lot of guys.
Who do you think you've had as a head coach the biggest impact on of the returning players this season? Somebody that has looked to you for growth, additional coaching, mentoring. Is there that one player that has just kind of just gravitated towards you, coach, and that you've helped bring along?
Well, I think, you know, when you mentioned that, I think Cole Warren is a kid. He's a senior, and like I spoke about him a couple minutes ago, and he's gotten better every year, and he asks how he can get better, and he works at the different skills that he needs to improve on, and his confidence has been extremely high ever since his sophomore year. You know, I remember he started against Lakewood at Lakewood his sophomore year, and it was like a deer in the headlights, you know, but we knew that he could be a good special kid, and we kept him confident, and you could tell that he just, you know, came to his own this last year as a junior, and he's just been getting better, and we expect a lot of things from him this year.
Sometimes I think that's a difficult question to answer when a player comes to you and asks you specifically, how can I get better? How can you make me better? Because you want to have the right answer.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to come back with something disappointing and, Also, then as a head coach, you have to make the time
right.
to help teach this kid how to get better too.
Yeah, I mean, we try to provide the opportunities for them to get in the gym, whether it's me or whether it's another coach, or if it's a guy that works our team, because we have, you know, some guys that'll come in and, you know, we provide the opportunities. If they're willing to put in the time, we feel like we can get them better.
What do you think would be the primary strengths of your team this season? If you were to pick out two, what would you say would be the primary strengths?
Well, I feel like this team is going to be very unselfish. I think they work extremely hard offensively and defensively. We don't have that one guy that's going to put up 20, 30 points a game, which I think is an advantage for us. We got guys that are just going to have to do their role and contribute day in and day out. And if we could put it together like a team, I think we have a lot of pieces. You know, putting that together will be fun. And, you know, it's going to be – should be exciting.
No lost pieces on the edges? If you're talking about a puzzle you're putting together?
No, man. We got to put that whole thing together. Whatever it is, we got – I mean, I really do feel like, you know, although we haven't been playing together, we have some sophomores that are going to get some experience this year that not necessarily played with us you know, last year in varsity, but I feel like the guys that are leading them and teaching them and, you know, paving the way for them are the right guys. So we're excited about the direction we're headed in, and, you know, this year should be a lot of fun for us. It should.
Do you face some complication? I mean, Coach Smith was telling us he's got a lot of football guys that he's kind of waiting on. Has that delayed your process a little bit before getting ready for the season to some degree for you guys?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, like I said, this is nothing new to us. You know,
right.
we know how to adjust to this, and you know, we want to win tomorrow night. There's no question about that, and we'll be ready for our guys whenever they're done. But we want them to play for three more weeks. So it's high school. It's high school athletics. We want them to have fun. Want them to compete, and there's no question that we feel like getting guys that from a very successful football program only helps us as a basketball program as well. We'll be ready. We will be ready.
We've talked to a lot of coaches about a lot of things, but we've only talked to one about fishing. Do you like to fish, Coach?
Man, I can't lie. I'm not a big fisher, no.
Well, then you won't be getting in a boat with Pat Bray, will you?
No, sorry, Pat. Nope. I've seen the pictures on Facebook, though. He does get, you know, some big fish, him and his son. So
what
I respect that.
What do you like to do in your spare time?
Man, I love hanging out with my family. I have a 5-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter, and I love it. Just love being a dad right now.
That's great, because then that allows you also to recharge from the game.
Yes, no doubt.
At least for the 2 hours you're away from it.
Exactly. You're right. Yep.
Yeah, if he's allowed to get away from it for 2 hours, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff. Well, Coach Sapara, we'll look for you down on the sideline tomorrow. We'll definitely be there. As always, we appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me. Go Eagles. Thank you.